Canada seeks alternative fuel for general aviation. Waco's new Great Lakes biplane takes wing. And will there be a surprise flyby in Paris? This is Aero News for Tuesday, June 18, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The National Research Council of Canada, NRC, is launching a concentrated research effort to find an appropriate high-octane gasoline alternative for 100 low-lead aviation gasoline, AVGAS. NRC is actively seeking partners and collaborators to join this effort to ensure the long-term viability of the general aviation industry. The general aviation industry views the availability of an appropriate high-octane alternative to 100 low-lead AVGAS as a critical need for those communities without scheduled air service, primarily in rural and northern Canada. General aviation is the primary air transportation of passengers and cargo. These flights are conducted by twin-engine aircraft with high-compression piston engines, requiring a minimum of 100 octane fuel. Unfortunately, this fuel is the only one in widespread use still containing lead, a toxic metal that accumulates in the human body and can have neurotoxic effects. Research focus is required on 100 low-lead alternatives to ensure a safe transition to any new fuels in Canada's unique operating environment. At present, there are two lower lead content octane certified fuels available and three experimental alternative fuels being proposed by various fuel manufacturers. NRC is interested in investigating the viability of these fuels and can provide recommendations for the development and deployment of a qualified replacement fuel. The brand new Great Lakes biplane made its first flight Sunday, June 9th, under the pilotage of Gabriel Vallum and the watchful eye of Waco boss Peter Bowers. Outside of an alternator that was giving the Waco team some fits, the aircraft was reported to have flown exceedingly well, with specific appreciation for its having rigged out well right from the start. Basic performance and handling parameters were also reported to have been met or exceeded in the initial test flight. The aircraft will resume test flying this week and is expected to show up at this year's Oshkosh EAA fly-in, so long, of course, as the FAA doesn't start charging pilots just to fly into it. The Great Lakes 2T1A2 has a list price of $245,520. The open cockpit Great Lakes seats two in tandem and cruises 120 miles per hour, climbs 1,400 feet per minute, and has a range of 260 nautical miles. Waco Classic boasts that it is the only company in the world that produces new FAA and EASA certified open cockpit classic biplanes. There's a buzz at the Paris Air Show that the A350 XWB, which first flew on Friday, might make an overflight of the airport as its first true public appearance. The flight, if it occurs, is anticipated to be a pass down the runway at an agreed-to altitude. The flight time from Toulouse to Le Bourget is less than an hour, according to a report appearing in Business Travel News, making the sortie a fairly simple thing to accomplish. Airbus said that the first flight of its entry into the composite construction market went entirely as expected on Friday. During the flight, which took the aircraft around southwestern France, the crew explored the aircraft's flight envelope. The aircraft was accompanied by a chase plane to observe and film the various maneuvers. Its progress was monitored by experts on the ground in real time via a direct telemetry link. Airbus said the maiden flight marked the beginning of a rigorous test flight campaign involving five A350s and around 2,500 flight hours. Airbus expects that the airplane will achieve certification and entry into airline service in the second half of 2014. Well, they may not have won the Air Force LAS contract, but Beechcraft Defense Company says that it expects the growth in international defense budgets to lead to demand for its trainer and light attack aircraft. Although most Western nations saw defense cuts in 2012, military spending rose by 7.8% in North Africa, 8.4% in the Middle East, and 4.2% in Latin America. Since deliveries of its T-6 military trainer began in 2000 to the U.S. Air Force and Navy, Beechcraft has expanded into international markets, with customers including NATO's Flying Training Canada, the Hellenic Air Force of Greece, the Israeli Air Force, Iraqi Air Force, the Royal Moroccan Air Force, and the Mexican Air Force. A key factor in its international sales is the fact that the T-6 is the most proven and cost-effective military training aircraft, with Beechcraft delivering 137 of the aircraft to military customers outside the U.S. in the last 12 years. The Lufthansa Group has firmed up a previous supervisory board decision from March of this year and signed for 100 A320 family aircraft at the Paris International Air Show. The Lufthansa Group has been operating the A320 family since October 1989. They were the launching customer for the A321 and belonged to the first operators of the A319 and A320. The new order confirms Lufthansa's leading position as the largest Airbus airline customer and operator in Europe, increasing its order for the A320 type to 299. Over 150 of these aircraft have already been delivered. When Aero News continues, a commercial space confab in merry old England, a proposed Space Coast helicopter ride expansion still up in the air, and you go, girls!
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, June 18th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The International Space Commerce 2013 Summit, planned for October 29th and 30th in London, will feature speakers from SpaceX, Mars One, Spaceport Sweden, and others, according to information released by the event's organizers. Organized by the International Research Networks, the comprehensive two-day agenda is designed to bring together both the public and private organizations to discuss the way forward for commercial activity in space. The selection of London as host city echoes the fact that the contribution of the space sector to the UK economy in 2010 and 11 totaled approximately $14 billion, and the government's ambition of the size of the sector in 2030 is an estimated $63 billion. The agenda will cover a wide variety of topics in relation to the commercial development of space, including legal and regulatory issues, investment opportunities, reducing the cost of space transportation vehicles, suborbital spaceflight, and insurance challenges, among many others. A business proposal presented to the Cape Canaveral Zoning and Planning Board will go to the City Council without a recommendation after the board split its votes at a meeting last week. Florida Biplanes and Helicopters hopes to expand its air tours over the area known as Florida's Space Coast, operating from vacant land adjacent to an office park near the city's cruise ship terminal on Highway A1A. But the proposal drew the expected complaints about noise from nearby businesses and residents who say it would make it difficult to work and erode property values in the area. Mark Granger, the owner of Florida Biplanes and Helicopters, already offers aerial tours of the area from the local airport, but hopes to build his business by locating on the road that leads to and from the cruise ship terminal, generating impulse buys by passengers. During a flight demonstration last month, sound from the helicopter was measured from the nearest business at 98.4 decibels, or about that of a nearby lawnmower. Prolonged exposure to sound levels above 85 to 90 decibels can cause hearing loss. Cable news outlet CF News 13 in Central Florida reports that the tie vote by the Zoning and Planning Board means the proposal will go to the City Council with no recommendation one way or the other. Stay tuned. Teams from Embry-Riddle's campuses in Prescott, Arizona and Daytona Beach, Florida will represent the university in the 2013 Air Race Classic, a four-day transcontinental flight competition for female pilots. Flying for Prescott are pilot Shelby King and co-pilot Anna Chrzanowski, while pilot Valdetta Mahania and co-pilot Danielle Ehrlichman will fly for Daytona Beach. The women were selected for this prestigious competition by Embry-Riddle College of Aviation Administrators, on the basis of their piloting skills, their competitive spirit, and their knowledge of aviation, safety, navigation, meteorology, and crew resource management. Both teams will fly Cessna 172 aircraft from the university's fleet. The Embry-Riddle teams will compete against 45 other teams from around the world, including 12 from other universities. This year's race begins at Tri-Cities Airport in Pasco, Washington on June 18th. The racers must navigate and check into airports in 9 cities on the 2,458 statute mile route, completing their journey at Drake Field Airport in Fayetteville, Arkansas on June 21st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.